for sure who wants me to go. And
Lester,
he's on the phone
Lester
right
Bagley?
Now.
Lester
my
Bagley.
My best friend.
Oh, Lester wants me to go.
No. Well, let's ask we him. Are BFFs.
Hey, Lester Bagley, don't you think it's important that Minnesota Vikings fan line actually does the post game from London?
I would think that'd be rather important to make sure the fans get the feel for what really happened, and I hope you guys can make it.
I knew I liked you.
Yeah, for sure. The game is September 29th in London. It's the Vikes versus the Steelers. Now, I believe Lester Bagley has been promoted since he got the stadium done to King of the Minnesota Vikings. Is that right? Is that your official title now?
No, just the Vice President of Public Affairs, just grinding away.
All right, well.
Doing what I do.
Part of that grinding was a trip to London not long ago.
Well, we went, the four business VPs, Warren, Pop, and LaCroix, and I went to London for the game last year, Patriots versus Rams. It was last November, and we went to that game, and we went over and went through the program that they put together for NFL International, and it was pretty interesting and pretty exciting. So we had a scouting trip, and then just recently Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski and some of our marketing and events people went over to start to lay the groundwork for our visit over there. So we've had a couple trips, and we got one coming up with a couple of our players here in a couple of weeks too.
Well, Lester, how has I just asked this question. In 83, the Vikings played an exhibition game against the St. Louis Rams, and it was a real novelty at the time. They played Wembley Stadium was pretty antiquated. How has the game advanced? What's the National Football League's goal in playing regular season games? There's from marketing and from a broader reach appeal to this game.
Yeah, their goal is to expand the brand and strengthen the brand of the NFL, and that's the Vikings' goal as well. We have a pretty solid fan base over in Europe, particularly Norway, Sweden, England, parts of England, UK. But the NFL is trying to grow the game and found that there is a real passion for NFL football in the UK, and it's and as I mentioned before, not a preseason game or the World League of American Football. They want the real thing, and they're very passionate about the NFL. They love the NFL, and excited about the Vikings coming, and also the clash of old school matchup Steelers versus Vikings on September 29th. So that's what it's about. It, you know, right now London is a possibility for an expansion of the NFL. It's only a 5 or 6 hour flight from New York, and again, there's a real strong fan base there that loves it. But that's down the road a bit. But that's, I think, their goal, just generally to strengthen the brand.
What kind of questions, Lester, have the Vikings or you asked former teams that have been over there and have already gone through it? What were you looking to learn?
Well, we want to make sure that the football side of the operation is you know, that it's as normal of a week, because it's a regular season game, and it's you know, it matters, and it's a game we want to win, and so we want to minimize distractions and make it a normal week. We'll go over there probably earlier in the week. Our final decisions haven't been made, but we're in that process of laying out where we're going to stay and where the football team will stay and where they'll practice, and you know, probably go over on a Monday or start with a Tuesday, community Tuesday, just like we do in the Twin Cities, and do a community event, and then Wednesday start to install the game plan, and you know, kind of work through the week that way. Again, try to keep it as normal as possible. So to the extent that is possible when you're playing overseas or playing in London.
This is a home game for the Vikings. So what message can you tell Viking fans who are either A, season ticket holders, or B, would like to go? I mean, will there be announcements down the road about purchasing those tickets or putting together package deals? Do you have any idea what's going to be happening with that situation?
Yeah, we're putting packages together now as we speak. And anybody in who's a Viking fan in Minnesota that wants to go to the game should be able to get there. It's, you know, there'll be charter packages. There'll be tickets available. I think you can go to Vikings.com, or you can talk to our ticket office, give our guys a call down at the ticket office and get some information as we put our package together. But you will be able to get tickets, and it is a home game, and so there's a little bit more of a responsibility on us versus the Steelers. Mm-hmm. and to get there and to go through a normal week. There's some promotional things, but we want to make it, give it a home field feel, having our cheerleaders and Victor and maybe the Gallerhorn shipped over and you know, try to make it a home field advantage to the extent that that's possible in an 84,000 seat stadium in Wembley.
President of Rock and Roll for the Minnesota Vikings, Lester Bagley, is on the phone. And again, thank you. We're looking forward to that trip. And I know that there's all kinds of things you guys have to do with that. Meanwhile, back here at home, how are things going with the stadium?
I think they're going well. I mean, we're working hard with the stadium authority. You know, we just hired Mortenson Construction a few weeks ago, and we've merged them together with the architect. So there's a lot of work going on right now, kind of, you know, behind the scenes, mostly focused on costing out various design options. You know, we laid out a bunch of things we'd like to see. The stadium authority laid out the same, and now we're at the process, or in the point in the process where we need to figure out what things cost, and we have a budget, and we can't afford everything that everybody wants. So we're going to end the process of making some tough decisions, but things are going well. We have a design package that is due to the city or the Minneapolis Stadium Implementation Committee in the next 30 days or so, sometime in April, and then shortly thereafter, we are talking about, you know, having an unveiling event, perhaps, including you guys in that, to roll out the design, the images, what the new Viking Stadium is going to look like. So that's kind of where we are. Still on track for a September-October groundbreaking. Play our last season, 2013, at Mall of America Field, and then around about February 1st. Blow up the metronome, and so this is their last season, less than a year left at Mall of America Field, but that's kind of generally where we are, but everything's on track, but we are working hard on it.
Lester, is it too late in the design process to somehow get a Manny's inside the stadium? Because it seems to be a pretty crucial part of your organization lately.
Well, there's some great restaurants and Manny's and Murray's and, you know, that have been played important roles in our franchise, but yeah, getting Greg Jennings to Manny's and buttering him up a little bit and wooing him, and it's a very exciting, a great feel in the organization to add such a great player, but mostly, you know, also adding a great locker room presence, as Coach Fraser says, a great character guy, but you know, moving Percy Harvin to Seattle, it's a pretty good 1-2 to get some great picks in the draft and adding Greg Jennings. So I'm very excited at Winter Park right now.
A couple more things for Lester Bagley, then we'll let you go. Thanks for calling in, as always. When you see Adrian today, if he's around the facility, tell him we said happy birthday, and we're very, very happy that he's been born. I think that was a great thing. And number one. Number two, can I please blow up the stadium? Have you hired anybody to push the button that actually destroys the stadium? Not that I don't love the Metrodome, but I would just love to be in charge of an explosion that big.
Yeah, I've been working on that. Can we get like the old school plunger and just, you know, push that baby and let her fly? I think there's, you know, they now have more environmentally responsible ways, I guess, to tear down the facility. So it does, you know, blowing it up, blowing it sky high would probably create some dust and shrapnel and things like that. So no, I'm with you. Yeah. I think we should raffle it off or angle toward who should be first in line to blow that baby up.
I think it'd be awesome.
It's been great for the community, but it's time to go.
And lastly, what concerts have you been to lately?
What concerts?
Yeah.
Let's see. I saw Soul Asylum at Taste of the NFL in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. It's probably the last show I saw.
Wow, you haven't been out to concerts lately, huh?
To what?
You haven't been out to many concerts lately, I guess, huh?
No, I haven't. I've been busy guy. Like, I see Tom Petty's coming. I'd like to see him again. But Rocket Club's always a favorite.
Okay.
I thought maybe you went to see Pink the other night.
Let's get Rocket Club to London.
Now we're talking! That's North Country, mate!
Meat Sauce and the Wailers could open up. I don't have headphones on, so I'm just interrupting.
Thank you, Lester. We'll work
on
that.
Guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Lester.
There you go.
This never ends with you.
Now I see. Chris.
That was